ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin Daf Chav Gimel. The Mishnah begins, HaMakdish Nechosav V'Hoysa Olav K'subas Isha V'Lez Oymer K'shigar Shana Yidr Hano Yasti Madr Hano. So on this din, that V'Lez said that when you Megarish, that the Baal has to be Madr Her Bahano, Yesh Lachka, when is this man that he's madder her behano? Is it at the time of the Gerushin or at the time of the Piroin of the Ksuba? So the Lashay, the Biskurov, is Medayik and Shittas Rashi, that the Rashi's Mashma, that this man of the Gerushin is the time that you make the hano, the madder hano. The Rashi in the Mishnah Yidr hano is Mashma like that. And the Rashi further on in the Gemara, Atul called the Megarish, the Beidina Megarish, Rashi says, Sheyoyim Loi Dor Hano, which sounds like at the time of the Gerushin, is when we're telling him to make the Neder. And again, Tosis is also Mashal like this, Tosis in Divya Masal, Higashan is Muslim Meduyuk, that is at the time of the Gerushin. However, he's Medayik, that the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilaseyuchin, Halocha Yud Zayin, says, Amakdish Kol Nechosov, Ve'achekach Girish Es Hishtoi, So it sounds like from the Rambam that this man of the Piroin Haksuba is with the time that he makes the Neder. And again, the Rambam in Hilchus Ishus, in Perek Zayin, Halach Yud, says the same Halacha v'chim amakdish nechosav v'girish as ishtoy. He was Megarish his wife. Yadirena hano, he should be mad at her b'hano. V'achikach tifra min apoydim miyad hektish. And then, she is paid from the one who's paid the miyad hektish. Shema yasuk knuni ala hektish. So it's clear in the Rambam that this man of the nether is at the time of the piroin. And his mitzayin to Tosis or Bekveger in the Babasra, in Perek Geposhet, in 10th Perek, Mishnah Ches. And there is medayik like this as well from the Shita Sarav over there in the Mishnah, and he brings our Rambam and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Simukov Beis of Zayin also passing like this, that Arev Lisha v'girsho Milo, the din is like Tifrim in Arev. So it's clear it's after the Gershon is when they make this man of the Neder. And again, this is also Hagos of Kveger to Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Kuv Beis Siv Zayin on the Mechaber who passed that it's the time of the Piroin is when you make the Neder. So there be Kveger's Mitzayin that Chubis Ramah in Sim Lama Gimel that it's Mashba that he held that's only Mutah and Bezdin to make the Neder only at the time of the Gershon. And now we ask a Tzarchi in here from the Lashon of the Mechaber. But Beit Azmei is a clear machloikis we have. When is this man, the Iker's man of the Neder? Is it at the time of the Gerushin, as he's the Biskrov's Medayik in Rashi and Tosis, and that's the Chubis Ramah? Or, like the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that it's at the time of the Piroin HaKsuba? However, Rabbi Kveger and the Biskrov ask, that Bishlema, if we understand it, like Rashi and Tosis and the Ramah, that you're making the Neder at the time of the Gerushin, we understand the purpose is, it's a deterrent. That we're afraid that he's only been megarisher in order to collect the ksuba. There's a kanunya. So therefore, we force him that before he's megarisher, we won't allow it unless he makes another. And that, if he's only doing with intention to collect the money, so that'll deter him and he won't go through with the gerishin. But they ask, however, according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, they're asking that we make the nether at the time of the prayer in aksuba. So they ask, be'ezek koyach nachriach ambal to be madher herbano. Once the Gershon is already done, we have no leverage against the Baal to force him to make this Nether. And if he sins, and if the Baal will say, I don't want to make the Nether, and then how could we prevent her from collecting her Ksuba, which will come out, we ma'akar from being collecting her Ksuba, Shalekadin. And like Rabbi Kager concludes, that we should have rather made that the Isha should be the one to make the Nether when she comes to collect the Ksuba. And therefore he remains with the Tzarachin. However, the Biskrov answers that he says in Be'emes he wants to be Megarisher, let him make the Neder and should be able to collect the Ksuba. He says in Ein Bertzayinu Legarish, he doesn't really want a Garish, and he only was Megarisher with intention of collecting the Ksuba, and now, and really he has Das is to take him back. So he says then what he could do is that if he'll threaten him, that he'll have to be, make a Neder and he won't be able to take her back, so what he'll do is he'll be Magzer. Without a new ksuba, I'll das ksuba rishoyna. And by doing that, it'll come out that she really is not magia, she's not entitled to her ksuba, and therefore, she's not having any hefsid by not collecting her ksuba. And like this, you say that if it, he takes it back, I'll ask Ksuba Rishayna, it's a Gloy Milsa that was never, he reached his man of a Gvias Aksuba. The Argadol in our Mishnah says this, and he's coming to answer really a different question. They ask when the Gemara says that the Mishnah Gemara wants to explain that the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Bishua is Adam Isa Knuni al Hektish. And that to that, the Gemara says, Velahad Amr Avhunda, Shchimi Rashi Hektish Kol Nachasav, and he says, Manu Leploini Biyadi. The Gemara explains, he says, Neman Chazaka Ein of the Moisek Nunyal Allah Hektish. So the Gemara says, asked, it says, Lemakit Hanoi, that this din of Rav Huna should be told in the Machlekes, Rav Eliezer and Bishua, and should only be according to Bishua, not according to Rav Eliezer. So to this he asks, that what's the comparison between the Kenunya of Rav Huna and the Kenunya of Al Mishnah? He says, the case of Rav Huna, but he says, if he says, he says, Mon Leplein Biyadi, if he's lying, then it comes out he's being Boy Goizel Hektish. Because he's saying something that he's being Mafsid Hektish, that Apidin. Because this is a Mon, since he gave was Makdish the Mon, and now he's saying really, if he'd be lying and saying Mon Leplein, it's taking, stealing from Hektish. So that, Rav Huna says, Ain't of the Mesa Kenunya. But, in the case of our Mishnah, where he's Megarisher, he says, here, Alpidin, she's entitled to collect the ksuba. Even if his intention was just that he divorced her in order for her to collect the ksuba. And then he's going to take her back. But since the gerishin was a valid gerishin, so now she's entitled to collect the ksuba. So it comes out, if she takes the ksuba and he remarries her, even though it was a kanun, it was a conniving idea, but at the end of the day, he didn't do something that was shalekadin. So it was maybe there, there's machlekes of a person, so what's the comparison to Rav Huna? So to this he answers that if he's megarisher machmas kenunya, then it says adayin leimotis man priyas aksuba gamkein, and therefore it comes out if she collects a ksuba, she's taking shalekedin, and it's also exela, and therefore be comparable to the kenunya of Rav Huna. And he again bases this on the Mishnah in Ksubas and Afetes that if someone's megarish ishtoi v'chzira that ein lo ra ksuba achas the aldas ksuba rishayin v'chzira, so he explains Mishnah the gloy milsa the leimotis man aguvain adayin. I mean, if he divorces her with intention, and then he ends up taking her back, it comes out, she's only entitled to the original ksuba, and she's not entitled to get a new ksuba. So according to this, it will come out, at least on the tzad, that he ends up taking her back, this, that she didn't collect the ksuba, that, and he, if he decides not to go through the nether, and she ends up not collecting the ksuba, then he's not being mafsider, because she's really not entitled to get a ksuba. But as David Salvation points out, this doesn't totally answer Rekrega and the Biskarov's cash, because they asked, let's say, on the other tzad, let's say he really intends to be a garisher, and then he could still decide that he's not going to be making nether, because it could be just like he divorced her and he's angry at her, and therefore he's not going to spite her, he won't make the nether, and therefore he'll come out being mafser ksubish like a din, so that it still remains the kasha, the hand could be set her up to a situation where he's the one who makes, he's going to make the nether after the geishin took place, and therefore we're causing her a half sitch like a din. Just to conclude on this chiddush of the Argadol and the Biskarov, that if he takes her back, then she is not entitled to collect the ksuba, and therefore our God explains that it's a real, it'd be a real gzeil if she collects the ksuba. So our God asks from the Gemara further, when the Gemara brings the Maisa of Moshe Ba'atzri, that Abaya gave the suggestion to be Megarish, the Mitzino, and therefore she would be able to collect the ksuba. So the Gemara answered their questions, Mi Omar Abaya Ochi, Va Omar Abaya, Ezeh Rosha Orem, Zeh Masi Eitzel Limko Benachosim Kerem Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, the Gemara question that how could Abaya give the Eitzel to be Megarish's wife, and then she'll collect the ksuba from the Oriv, which is the father-in-law. So he questions that the Gemara says, Ezeu Rosha Orem. Orem means, as Rashbam explains in Babasa and Kufayin Dalam and Beis, Orem means Masha Asa Asi, that he accomplished, it was a Rosha because Mis'aval Riv Loi Loi, but Orem, because Masha Asa Asi, but he did it works. So he says, according to this, it's not just the Orem, it's a Rosh Hamamish. Because what he did, since she's collecting Shalekadin, she's not entitled to Peroi Naksuba if he intends to take her back. So it's not Orem, it's Shalekadin that she's collecting Naksuba. So first the answer is maybe the Gemara is asking more about Pshitas, that even if we'll argue on the Svar and you'll say that she is being Goyvim in Ikaradin, I'll call upon him Rosh Orem, it's at least a Rosh Orem. And then he says, Ve'efshe Oid, he wants to say that Bechai Gamno, that he's making a Knunyo, and he only divorced her with the whole intention to receive the get. He wants to go further and explain that it's not even the get at all. And she's not Megureshes. And therefore we posh it that it didn't reach the time for her to be Goyvim the Ksuba. And that's where the Gemara compared it to the Knunya of Rav Huna. But he says, on the Gemara later, we could explain that there was a Tzuv Mirabonon, as the Gemara says. And therefore, since he's Yedei Adin, he was Goyim Rebedaite Legarish Gerish and Gemurim, and therefore it only comes out to be a Rosh Arim. But Meik Adin, there she would be entitled to collect the Ksuba. And he says, Tzorchi in Becholzeh. The Svasemes is also bothered by the question of the Argodol, that what's the comparison of the Knunya of Avuna to the Knunya of Al Mishnah. So to this he wants us to say that the Gemara, in the Havmin of the Gemara, held that the Knunya of Al Mishnah would also be considered a Gzela. That if someone's Megarish, Aldas, to take her back, then if she collects a Ksuba from a Hektish, that's a Gzela from a Hektish. But he says that was only in the first lashon in the Gemara. And when the Gemara answered Leimiket Hanoi that Rav Huna should be telling the Machlokes of Rav Elazar and Rabbi Shua, and to this the Gemara answered no, that Ad Kan Lipligi El Bebori Al Beshchiv Miradi Moide. But then he says, when the next verse, when the Gemara says Iked Amri Bebori Dekuli Amaloi Pligi, so he wants to say here the Gemara was Chayzer, and he's addressing a question which is not clear how would Goyer send the Gemara. The Gemara here says Iked Amri Bebori Dekuli Amaloi Pligi. The old gear says the ain adam oisa kenunya lehektish. So he brings the Birchas HaZevach, and this is the Tosfos Yomtiv. They say that the ain is a tois, and you have to be goyris to kulam lepligi adam oisa kenunya lehektish, as the Tosfos Yomtiv explains. Because if you say ain oisa kenunya, then there's no chash at all, and therefore there's no need to make a nether at all. However, the Svasemis wants to explain that the Gemara is giving a new teretz to the Lemiket Hanoi of Avuna. And here the Gemara is answering Ikka de Amri, the Kuliam Le Pligi, the Ein of the Moise Knunyan Hektish. Meaning in the case of Avuna, where it's a real Gzela, a person would never make a Knunyan Hektish. But the Al Gemara is discussing just the Gedin of Al Mishnah, where it's not a true Knunyan, because here it's not a, when she's collecting the Ksuba, she's collecting really Ikka Din. Just still, we don't want her to, at the end of the day, to be mafsid hektish, and what the question, and what the machlokes is, as the Gemara goes on to explain, is b'sheila behektish kamiflagi. And with this he explains, that's how Abaye was able to suggest to the son of Moshe Bar Atzri to be Megarish his wife in order for her to collect the ksubo. Since according to this, m'ikadin, she would be allowed to collect the ksubo. Even though the Gemara originally questions it's a Rosh Orim, and that the Gemara answers, the Berei Shani, the Vitzomer Rabban Shani, and therefore it was permitted, even l'chadchilo. Now the Mishnah said that a makdish the chos of oisel of ksubas isha, the Baal is the one who makes a nether that he won't have enough from her. Tosis questions, Tamer the Rebbe, Loma Yidr Hano, why is the Baal the one making the nether? V'chimahu oisa, what did he do? Baloi in the roitze, she goive, she tigve min hektish, which the Eilu Shleim explains means that he's not being goive from hektish. V'adrab, l'isha hayloi, l'koinza, she goive min hektish. We should have canceled the isha, because she's the one who's coming to be goive from hektish. And that Tosfos answers that Yesh Leimer said, since came in the Chayshinon, Shem Ba'osa Knunya al Hektish, since we're Choshish that the Baal was intention was to make a Knunya on Hektish, or on the Orev, Sheikhnas Varvis, therefore, if Ledido, it's not Roy to give her the Knas, rather, Veloy, Roy, Loder, it's fit to make him make the nether, because they laid them Kavanossi Laharim. Veloy Toyle Kavanossi Shediru, and it shouldn't help us Kavanu. The Kachi David and the Eilu Shleim explain that the Shak of Tain Tosis was that Tosis in the Kash understood that it's the nether was together Knas. And since we're afraid that there's a Knunia that coming to take from Hektish Shaloi Kedin, it's not Roy for them to take, it's just the purpose for them to go back and enjoy together. So therefore, we should give the Knas not on him, because he's not doing anything. All he's doing is just a Maisegation. Rather, she who's going to come be Goyven from Hektish and be Mavsid Hektish, it would be fit to give the Knas to her. And on that, Tosfos answers that the reason of the time for this nether is not Tosfos Knas. Rather, the time of the nether is to know what his Kavan is. Is he coming to be Marim, and is it a Kenunya, or it's not? So therefore, who's the one who should be toila the Siba for the Kenunya? That's in the Baal, because the Geirishin is totally in him. He can be Gash the Isha Baal Karcha. So we attribute the one who's masterminding this Kenunya would be the Baal. So in order to prevent him from carrying out this plan, we're gonna give him the nether that, and therefore if his intention was for Kenunya, that will cause him to back out and not go through with the Geirishin. Moving on to the Gemara, which explains the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if the Megarish has to be Madr Hano. So the Gemara offers, in total, three Pshatim. First, the Gemara wants to say the Machlekes is totally, if Adam Moise Knunya, ain't Adam Moise Knunya Allah Hektish. And that the Gemara says on the Ikad Amri that could be everyone agrees, which the Pashtus the way the what the Ikad Girs of the Taisis Yomtiv and the Revach Roinim the Adam that by a Bari Adam Oisa Kanuni Allah Hektish. And here rather the question is Veneder Shahud Biram Kamiflagi, which Marasav Yeshlefar, Marasav Ainleafar, which has the Rishonim in many Rishonim in Gittin and Daflam and Hey explain, the Ramban, the Rashi Mitzvah, they explain that a nether that was made b'mayim rabim it becomes olim and therefore a chacham can't be mevatel. And then the Yibayi Seimer says that everyone agrees by that a nether shehudar rabim has a far, rather arguing by a nether shehudar al das rabim, which again in this we find two explanations in the Rishonim and Gittin. Some Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashi, they explain that since the nether was done al das rabim, so it means he was toila the nether in the das of the rabbim, and therefore a chochen can be matter, because even if he'll find the pesach for his neder, and he'll say shalei al das kein neder, he can't be matter, because shema ein das kol rabbim to be matter with his pesach. But other rishonim, the Ran over there explains that kol anoid al das rabbim, his neder is olim, and therefore again ein koyach biat chochem to be matter. So according to this pshat, it comes out that the Rebbe and Bishua arguing that the Rebbe holds ein le'afara, and therefore the neder will help. Asher ein ken Bishua holds, since yesh le'afara, so there's no purpose in making the neder, because anyway he could go be matter the neder. Which Agavurcha, Rebbe Kvega in the Gilui Nashas is metzayin to the Tosfos Yomtiv in Perakei, Mishnehei, and Bechairis, that says even though the word, the Lashon Afara is generally used by Afaras Av and Abal, and the Torah is, the Lashon Torah is used by a Chacham, he says, sometimes we find the Gemara uses the Lashon HaFara, even though really it means Atara, and is Matayin to our Gemara. Now, Tosfos says that the Gemara explained that the Tam of Rabbi Yeshua, that the Baal does not have to make an Eder, is because he holds Yesh LeHafara, and therefore, even if we'll make an Eder, we can be made for it, and we matter it. So he asks that Nehi, the Yesh LeHafara, but he says, Mikol Mokim Kaimlan Desarach LeFarat HaNeder. They have to specify the Neder that he made. That this comes from a Gemara and Gittin, that Flamen Heim and Beis, that the Tzmachleks of Nachman are Papa, and we pass them like our Papa, they have to be fired the Nether. Which Tosfos seem to understand in the Kasha, they have to explain that the Nether I made, not to take my wife back, was because of that, they're concerned that I was, since he was Makdish to Nechosim, we're afraid he might be, she might collect the Nechosim from Makdish. And therefore, if he comes before a Chacham and he's mefarit, he specifies all the details of the Neder, the Chacham obviously won't be matered, because he understands that the Chazal require him to make this Neder. So therefore, even according to Yeshua, although he could get a Heter, technically, but he'll, practically speaking, he'll never get a Heter, because no Chacham will be matered when he'll hear all the details of the Neder. So why, like to Yeshua, would it not help to require him to make this Neder? So to this, Tosfos answers that what the Gemara means, Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder, just means that you have to be mefarish the Lashon Shenodah Boy. You have to speak out the entire Lashon. Aval ein Tzarech Lefarish Lomanodah. You don't have to explain the Siba, the reasons why you were required to make this Neder. And therefore, even if the Chacham will hear the entire the Lashon HaNeder, that he is mad, his wife Hano, and he'll hear that Lashon, and then, Layimna Milahatr, even if he hears the Lashon HaNeder, and therefore, we still have the concern that he'll be able to be matter the Neder. Now, this that Tosfos said, that the din of Tzarech Lefarat HaNeder just means the Lashon HaNeder, but not the Siba why you made the Neder, seems to be not so simple. The Mechaber in the Yerdeis, in Reish Rav Ches, Sif Yudalid Paskin, that Koidim Shiatiru Lo Yitzarech Shefarat Lehem HaNeder, VeHasiba Shebeshvil HaNeder. Which the Beit Sefer explains comes to Merashi and Gittin and the Aflamin Hey, and he also means the Chuvas Rashba that Shatzarich Lifrei Tasibo Shenoder B'Shvilo. The Pashtus of the Lashon and the Mechaber is Mashma that it's not enough to speak out the word to the Nether, but rather you have to also explain the reason behind it. And this is how the Prisha understood, and the Prisha is bothered. The Shach quotes him in Sifkot and Chafei that he says Me'atem de Leirisi Noigin Kain Afilim Rabban and Daiki, that they should have to require the person to be mefarish the Sibas HaNeder. Ein Shomri answers, and the Shach himself answers. He says the nearer the Ma'idam Rinen Zoch Lefart HaNeder, they have to speak it out. Is Choyv is HaNoider Hu. That's the Choyv of the Noider. V'loi Shach Chochem Tzarech Lishal Zeh, not that he has to ask him. U'mish Einim Mefarish Tasibo. Who doesn't explain? You could assume he made the Neder stam without any particular reason. And he says, one who actually did have a siba, it's talking aveira that he doesn't speak it out. That's the words of the Shach. So they clearly understood that Mikra Adin, there is a din to speak out the siba, but the Chacham, the way the Shach says, the Chacham is not required to ask him about it. However, the Taz there is Choylik, and he understands that even in the Shita of the Mechaber and the Chubas Rashba, he says it does not mean you have to speak out the reason for the Neder. He says what the Rashba means, and the Mechaber says, the Hasiba Shabashvilo, that just means you have to speak out, he shouldn't be Mekatz at all in the Lashon of the Neder. He should have to speak out every detail of the Neder and exactly the way he expressed it. And he shouldn't change in any way, express the Neder in a different language than he actually was neither, because that can make a difference. He brings the eyes over there from the Yerushalmi. It can make a difference how the Chacham will understand the Neder, and that will depend on the outcome of the Hatorah. So he has to speak it out exactly the way he made the Neder. And that's what it means, Asiba Shabashvilo. And he concludes with a raya from our Taisus. He brings the Taisus that says that there's no din to mefarish the reason why he made the Neder. All you have to do is speak out the exact Lashem of the Neder. And that's how he paskins, just speak out the Lashon and Neder exactly, but you don't have to explain the reason behind it. However, the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim, Simkuf Chav Ches, Sivkotin Nun Ches, he understands that the Izma Achleik is Toysis and the Shita Sarajma and the Shulchan Aruch, if you have to explain the Sibas and Neder. But he says this, that the Shach and the Prisha, but Tama and the Minig, why, with Manei, they don't see anyone ask for the Sibas and Neder, is because he says that the Oilam is Saimich on the Shita Sataisis. That since the Taisis holds, you just have to mefarish the Loshin, but not the Sibas, Shabaglol and Nodar, that's why the Noig, to be makel, not to ask for the Sibas and Neder. So it comes out that according to the Taz, everyone really agrees to Shita Sataisis, that you don't have to mefarish the Sibas of the Neder. But however, according to the Prisha, the Shach, and the Magen Avraham, that it's a machloikis, the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that you do have to speak out the Sibas HaNeder. Then we come back to Taisa's question, how do you understand our Gemara? So one answer possibly could be, as the Shach himself, it says that the whole din is only a din on the Neder, but the Chacham doesn't have to ask him. So according to that, we can answer Taisa's kasha, that the Chacham is not required to ask him if there was a Siba for the... is a Siva why he made the Neder. So it could be the Baal himself will just come and he'll say Mefarsh Losh and Neder without saying the Siva, and he'll end up getting his Heter. Or as the Erkei Elai says, that from Toysis and Gittin and Aflam and Heim and Beis, it's Muchach that he understood not like our Toysis. He says that the Toysis says that it will come out in the Cheshon that the Yeshua who holds that Hafara helps, you have to say also he holds Ein Sarach Lefarat HaNeder. And the only reason why the Gemara didn't ask it is because the Maskana, we don't stay with this pshat. So he obviously held that Tzarech Lefar Neder means you have to speak out the Sibas HaNeder. So you can explain our Gemara according to like the Tosis and Gittin explains. Focusing on the last parts of the Gemara, Elohocha B'Sheil Dehektish Kamiflegi, as Gemara goes on to bring the Raisa, that the Machloikis, the Amar of Lazar Shimon, that the Machloikis of Lazar Bishua, if he has to be mad or not, when he's Megarish, is Haini the Beshama, Haini the Beisil, Shabeshamim Hektish Toys, Hektish, Beisil Oimim Hektish Toys, Haini Hektish. Which has Toysis and Rashi and Toysis are a Masbir, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, since he holds, you can't be shoyl on the hektish, because even if he'll shoyl on the hektish, just makes it a toys, and he holds like Beishami, the hektish toys is a hektish. Therefore, he has no means getting his money back from hektish. So he has to resort to the means of being Megarish's wife, and therefore, Rechayshish v'kanonya. Mashagin, according to Beishua, since he holds, you could be shoyl, because like he holds like Beisil, the hektish toys is not a hektish. So therefore, he doesn't have to resort to a knunya. If he wanted to get his money back, he'd rather just be shoyel on his hektish. Now, Taisus in the Bamaskal B'Sheila asks that, Tema, since we paskin like Basil, the hektish betois is not a hektish, and therefore there is a Sheila. So he says, how could Rav Huna say that by a bori, an adam oisa knunya le hektish? Taisus is referring to what which is meduik, in the words of Rav Huna, the Rav Huna said that Shchemi Rashi Hektish Kol Nechasiv. He says Mon Lo Plain to Be Yodi Chazaka Ainad Ma'aser Kenuni Alekdish, and therefore he's Neman. But it's Mavur that a Bari would not be Neman because Bechayishesh that he is for Kenuni. Taisus brought this earlier in the Bemaslan Ella. He means this that the Gemara is Mavur that the Gemara learned this in the Shitas Rav Huna, Gemara in Shuas and Afman Beis and Mabeis, that only by a Shchimei Rab we say Ein Adam Oisek Nunya. By a Bari, Adam Oisek Nunya Lehekdish, and therefore if you would say Monon Leplein Biyadi, he would not be Neman. So Taisus is bothered that since we hold like Vizil that he could be Shoyl in his Hekdish, so why don't we say that we shouldn't be concerned about a Kanunya, because if he wanted to get his money back from Hekdish, he would just be Shoyl on his Hekdish. Taisus answers, he says, Lofima the precious Leel, which is referring back to that Taisus, he says, Nicha. As he explains, that a Kanunya of Shvua, Tavashu Kal of it, that he would do. Which means it's referring to the case of Ravuna. Ravuna's case is talking about, as the Gemara in Babasra, in Kufayin Hay explains, that it's talking about the one who said Monel Plaini is talking about he had a shtar. And the whole question is, a person has a shtar, so the only reason why he can't be goyve from Hektish, just straight out with a shtar, is because, as the Gemara says, Nishpoin the Hektish. When you come to be goyve from Hektish, even with a shtar, even the shtar Mekuyim, one still needs to make a shvu to be goyve from Hektish. So the whole din of Avuna that he's saying, Manul Plain to be Yodi, is just coming to pater that person from making a shvu. So he says, in regards to a kanunya of a shvu, Dabashu Kal, that a person would do such a kanunya. And he won't be shayl on his Hektish. Mashenkin Awasugyo, which the choice would be between being shayl on his Hektish and being Megarish's wife, here if he has the means of being shayl on his Hektish, we would say he would not resort to be Megarish's wife, rather he would just be shayl on his Hektish. The Ranik Subis and Afkufa Mebeis gives a similar teretz to Toysis, and he says, similar to this chilek, that it's chilek the kenunya of Avuna and the kenunya of El Mishnah, that the kenunya of Avuna, where it's only a dibur ba'almo, that's easier for him than going through the act of being shayl on his Hektish. Masha'enkein, a ma'isa kasha of Gerishin, that he wouldn't do as long as he has the means out of shayla. And therefore, Yeshua was not choishish for that kenunya. Now, it's a question of Tosis and the Rana saying the same thing. This is referring to Tosis here, referred to, he says, Kedepishas Le'el, there he said, he's going on a similar question on the first Lashem of the Gemara, which the Gemara wanted to say, that Rabbi Shua holds that Ein of the Moisa Kanunya Lehekdish. So there Taisus asks that the Gemara in Shavuos says Meduyik that Ravuna holds that by a Bari Adam Moisa Kanunya Lehekdish, so it comes that Ravuna is not like Rabbi Shua. So Taisus answered, the Lashem of the year was that the Kanunya Zutas he could go in the Potter Atzmi Shavua Bari Moisa Kanunya Lehekdish, that he would do. But the Kanunya of Gerishin, Pasuk Ibn Ravuna would be Moido, that he would not do. So the Shashti understands that the Kavanah of Taisus is that when it's come that by the case of Avuna, which is just coming to pater him from a shvua, he says there, it's not really causing such a loss to Hektish. Rather, it's just that now, you're patering him up from a shvua. So that, a person would make a kanunya. But, the case of Gerishin, where without the Gerishin, the Isha wouldn't collect anything from Hektish, now you're causing a loss of money to Hektish, that maybe a person would not then make a kanunya against Hektish. Means he's understanding how much is the avla. Means over there, it's just the whole avla is just pattering the person from a shvua. But it's not a question of losing money, it's just a question of a shvua. But it's a question of being mafsid mom to Hektish, that he wouldn't do. However, the Rani says he's learning a different pshat, and he's mechalik b'inyin acher, that the nekuda is that when the kanunya is just a question of amira, it's something easy, so then he would rather, it's easier for him to say Manu Leplein Biyadi than bothering himself to go to the Chacham to be Shail on his Hektish. So therefore, he would be quicker to say Manu Leplaini. Ashenkein, and now Mishnah, where there the question is that he has to go through the whole act of Gerishin and then remarry his wife, there, be faced with these two choices, he'll opt with the easier option, and that's easier to give him to go to the Chacham rather than going through this whole Eistik of Gerishin. So there, we're not Choshesh for Kanunya. But however, a number of achronim, including the shach in chayish mishpatz in reish and hey sifkot and vav and the excise over there and sifkot and gimel and the yilushleim and the chaknas, and they equate the shita satoises with the ran, and the reshash himself is mitzayin that the toises yomtiv was makiv the two svaris of the toises and the ran. If you look really in toises is losh and befrat in our toises, he seems to be mentioning like the shita of the ran that like garish ishtoy is that he won't do, which is not so much a point that he won't be mafs in mamet hektish, like the Rosh Hashanah understanding, but it's more the asik of bimigash ishtoi, there he'd rather do shaylan hektish than go through the asik of bimigash ishtoi. However, other Rishonim are also bothered by this question of Tosis, that how could we paskin like Avuna, that Manal Pliny B'yadi, V'choshesh V'knunya, in our Mishnah, we hold our Gemara, we come out like Beis Hillel, and be sure that it could be Shailan Hekdish. So, the Shach, which we mentioned earlier in Reish Nun Hei, Sekon Vav, he quotes a number of Rishonim, he brings the Ramban in Milchemes, in the end of Perge Poshet, that he says that Avuna has to be talking that you Makdish Aldas Rabbim. And since you makdash al das rabbim, if he has no means of being shoyl on the hekdish, so here we chayshish v'kanonya. But without that, if he had, would have a means of being shoyl in a chenami, he would be neman and we would not be chayshish v'kanonya since he could be shoyl on his hekdish. Other teretz he brings from the Rashba, it's also quoted by the Nukah Yosef, that the case of Huna is talking about where he already gave over the nechasim to the Yad HaGizbar. And there he has no means of being shoyl on the Hekdesh. Just on this last teretz of the Rashba that's talking when he gave it over to Hekdesh, and therefore he can't be shoyl on his nether, the Shach questions that since we know Amiras al-Gavoya is Kemisiras al-Hedyet, so just like, and already coined with the Amir alone, so what Maish Nod when he's actually moist it over to Hekdesh, just as we know that with his Amira, it's already Hekdesh is already koine, and still we know you could be shail on the Hekdesh. So who are then when you actually be moist it to the Gizbar, you should still be able to be shail on the Hekdesh. So he brings from the Chubis of Bitzal Ashkenazi in Simtas Vav that he quotes the Chubis of Ashbo that says that from here you see that Amiras al-Gavoya is not Mamish Kemisiras al-Hedyet. And Amiras al-Gavoya Kemisiras al-Hedyet is only in the Kenyan, that the Kenyan is Chal. But it's not completely Kemisiras al-Hedyet. The Shach wants to explain the Chilik of the Rashba, that but if he didn't give it over to the Yad HaHekdesh, he could be Shoyl, because then it's just B'dibur B'alma. So Asi Dibur Umavatl Dibur. But once he gave it over with a Kenyan to the Yad HaGizbar, now you have a Mashicha like a Hedyet, there the being Shoyl won't help to Mevatl the Kenyan. Just like we find Enach, a Kenyan, a Mashicha Klum, you can't be Mevatl the Kenyan that he gave over to Hekdesh. And there it won't help to be Shoyl on the Hekdesh. But be as it may, it comes out that according to the Ramban and the Rashi, the Mukhi Yosef, who agrees that in the case where it's possible to be shoyl on Hekdesh, then we're not chayish l'kanunya, like the Shita Beisilo and Rabbi Shua, it's only where you took off the means of being shoyl, only there, we're chayish l'kanunya. However, Tosfos said a chilik, and the Ran, why you can be mechalik near the kanunya of Rav Huna and the kanunya of our Mishnah. Now, in the Maskonis HaGemara, would come out that the machlokes of Elazar Rabbi Shua is machlokes Beisham and Beisilo, and therefore, we would paskin like Beis Hillel and like Rabbi Shua, who go like the Shitas Beis Hillel, and therefore the din of our Mishnah, when one's Megarish was Makdish as the Chosim and he's Megarish's wife, he would not be required to make a neder. However, the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Erechin, Halacha Yudzayin, paskins, ha Makdish kol Nechosav achakach Givish as Ishtoi, begavsla ksubosim and apoidim in a Hektish, a negoive achi adirena hano, that he has to be madder bando, We don't say that, which means he's passing like a Eliezer that one is required to make an eder. So everyone asks, and Bereisham the Ran and Ksubis and the Afkufa Mabez says that v'tamani lama. How could it be that he should pass like a Eliezer and not like a Bishua? So to this, the Ran answers. He says, "Ve'efshu the samach loy ad Rav Huna, the Amar Hosam Shchemi Rashi Hekdesh kol nechasav amonu leplayin to biyadi is neman, because Chazaka ain't the most leknunya lehekdesh, and it's mashva dafka Shchemi Ra habebari chayshinon leknunya, ve'ain ma'amin noisay mitech shiyachal lafkiya b'sheila." Which means, really, this is the question that Tosis was bothered that Rav Huna seems to go not like the Gemara. So the Ran is saying that the Rambam held that the Rav Huna is really paskins that we are that bechayshish v'kanunya, and even though one could possibly be shoyl on his hekdesh, Rav Huna holds then no, we still say he'd rather do a kanunya, and he'd rather do a kanunya and say manu l'plein to be odi rather than go being shoyl on his hekdesh. So on this is what the Ran said, that the kanunya of Avuna there's no comparison to the kanunya of our Mishnah. But however, in the Shittas Rambam, he held that there's no difference, And we see from Vuhuna that a person would rather go through a Kenunya than being shoyl on his Hektish, and therefore, v'choshesh v'kenunya. As the Chaknasan says, the Svara, that perhaps because he couldn't find it, he might not be able to find the toys in his nether, and doesn't want to be meshaker, and really not be able to oiker the nether, and therefore, it'll be easier for him to go through a kenunya. Or as the Shuas Yaakov says, perhaps he doesn't want to embarrass himself to come be shoyl in his nether, and therefore, v'choshesh v'kenunya. However, the Kesef Mishnah asks that after he quotes his Teretz of the Ran, he says, "Mikol Mokoyim, the Maskonis of Agamara, the Maskonis of Avasugyo, was that the Beshela the Hektish Kamifilgi, meaning everyone agrees that Bechoshish, that a person would be by a Bari, he'd be Oysa Kanunya. But the question is, if I have a means of getting out by Shela the Hektish, then I would take that option out. And Rabbi Elazar just holds, you can't be Shela on Hektish. So how could we say that Rav Huna holds the Leikaman? That he holds that really you could be Shela on Hektish, but still, Bechoshish v'Kanunya. So to this, the Kesef Mishnah says that Einachanami, the Rambam was paskening like the first Lashon of the Gemara. The first Lashon said that the Machlokes of Blazer Yeshua was Gufa, are we Choshesh by a Bari, would he be Oysa Kenunya against Hektish? And to this, the Rav Huna is going to paskin it like Rabbi Eliezer, that by a Bari we are Choshesh for Kenunya and Hektish, and could be, everyone would agree that you could be, that you possibly have a means of being Shoyl and Hektish. And Nafal Pikein was still Choshesh, that it could be, that he might make a Kenunya against Hektish, and that's how Rav Huna paskin. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that even though the Gemara said, Ella b'sheil de hektish kamifilgi, which sounds like that's the maskana, that would mean, Ella is always a chazar from the previous teretzim. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that was only a chazara from the second teretz. That second teretz, he wanted to say that b'neder, al das rabim, the kamifilgi, if yesh le'afar or not, that the Gemara is saying that can't be, because like the Gemara says, it shouldn't say, Yeshua says ain't a tzarech, it should have said ain't a mayol. So that teretz was mufrach. But the first teretz of the Gemara, that they're arguing if Bari is a Kenunya and Hektish, that's a valid option. And the Rambam paskin like that Loshin, and he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Kesef Mishnah still asks, how could Rav Huna paskin like Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, and we always pass like Rabbi Yeshua, do like Rabbi Eliezer. So to this, the Kesef Mishnah answers that he was understood from the Deek, from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Af ha'arev le'isha b'ksubasa, v'yibayil ha'magarsha yadrano, shema yasa k'nunya al-nechosav. So he's medayif in the Lashon, Af ha'arev, it's mash Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was agreeing to the din of Rabbi Eliezer, and besides, in the case of Hektish, also in the case of Arev, an Arev, we also have a chshash of k'nunya, and you have to be required to make a timadrano. And since Kaimlan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except for a few places, therefore he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Yeshua. However, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that the Rambam Pish Mishnayis, he explains the Machlokes up here, the last pshat of the Gemara, that Dagim B'Sheil Dehektish, and he concludes V'Halacha K'Rabbi Yeshua, which is in either case a steer to what the Rambam paskins in Yat. However, he brings that in a different gears he found in the Rambam, the Lashon the Rambam says, V'afal pisha das yubishua emes, halach kribeliezer. So he points out that from this it's mashma, not like the Kesef Mishnah that says that he paskin like kribeliezer, because then it wouldn't be das yubishua emes. He says, V'oid, he's mefarish the braisa, mefurish that it's with the shayla v'shelu de pligi, and that, as the Kesef Mishnah was saying, that the ikub shad Rambam is assuming is the first shad of the Gemara. So mekoich this, the Tais Yomtu wants to say that really, in the Ikub Shah and the Sugyo, it's the Machlaik is the Kablazar and Bishua that argue Mishael the Hektish. And really we should go make Adin like Rabbi Shua. That's always the Lach, like Rabbi Shua and like Mishael. However, he says Rav Huna himself, Paskin, Mishum Chumr the Hektish, he was Paskin to be Choshish for Kenunya. So even though the Ika Lach would really be, and it is like really like Rabbi Shua, and that's what he means, Dasi Bishua Emes, but still, Mikol Mokim Halachi Kabbaliezer, because with Choshish, for Kenunya, despite the fact that it's Shayach Sheila Behektish, and that's Ikra Halacha, still B'choshesh for Kenunya, and therefore, in practice, we're gonna go like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and you're gonna have to still make Madar Habano. So it comes out, although the Rambam paskins, like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that one has to be Madar, his wife, Bahano, if he was Makdish Nechosov, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, Simikov Beis, Sifchafei paskins. But however, as the Shach we mentioned earlier, and the Beishmul, over here in Eben Ezra and the Hagabi Agroa point out that the Shita of the Roiv Rishayim all come out, that there's no Raifim with the Knunya of Avuno, and we have, of course, we should paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Shua, Alibi Debeis Hillel, that one does not have to be Madr Ishtoi Behano. Now, on the din of the Gemara said, B'shel the Hektish Kamiflagi, the Machna Fraim in Hilchas Tzedakah Simon Hey is mistapik, that when one is shoyl on a nether that he made to Hektish or to Tzedakah, is it enough to be shoyl with the Charata alone, or he needs to have a Pesach? And the chilk between Charata and Pesach is wrote in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya, Reish Rav Ches, Siv Zayin, that Charata is just that he's mischarit on the Ikar nether. Means there's nothing wrong with the original nether when he made it, but now he has charata that he ever made the nether, and he says, as the Ran in the Dorm Chavalv explains, I did it out of kas, and now I regret that I made the nether. Hashem and Pesach is something that he didn't, that if he says, if I would have been nice in Aliboy, that this Indian, I never would have made the nether, something that I hadn't realized at the time I made the nether. So he says that Pashas from our Gemara, the Gemara that says that according to Bishua, he could have been, since it's Efsha B'Sheila, therefore we're not Choshesh for Kenunya. And as Rashi and Tosfos explain, that if he just wants to get his money back from Hektish, why would he go through the Asik of the Megarash's wife? He would have just gone and been Shoyal Min Hektish. Mimatir is Neder. So he says, Bishleim, if it's enough with Charata, then we understand now he's Mischad. He's trying to get his money back from Hektish. Obviously he's Mischad that he made the Neder. And therefore, we could say he would have rather gone to make a shayl, to be shayl on his hektish. So Al-Kochach, he's not intending for a knunyo. But, if he needs to have a Pesach, then what's the raya from the fact that he wasn't shayl on his nether? Maybe the reason why he's not being shayl, because he doesn't have a Pesach. It was when he made the nether, he has nothing that he would have thought about then, that he would have made the nether. And therefore, he has to resort to the knunyo of Bimagash's wife. So Al-Kochach, it's enough with charot. However, from the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Erchin, Halach Yud Zayin, he's Medayik, that he understood that you have to be, you need Dafka Pesach. And he learns this in the Lashon of the Rambam, who says that you have to be, when someone's Makdish L'Chosev and Megarash's wife, he has to be, she can't collect Achi Adrian Nano. So the Rambam concludes, Shem Eknun Yosu Al Hektish, Ve'ein Oimer, we don't say Ilu Rotza, Ha'yo Oimer Betoy Sigdashti, Ve'yishal Al Gdeshi L'Chochem Ve'yach Zaloy. So the Machna Fraim is Vedaik, that it's Mashman the Rambam, that the means to be Shoyal on the nether would be by saying, B'toy Sekdashti. Kloyme, as the Machna Fraim says, that Adaita Dohochi Lehiktish. As he explains, that any nether which is Nitai De Pesach, that makes his nether into a nether toys. It means the Ran Nedorim. But if it would just be Charoto, that wouldn't make it into a toys Mekara. And he says, in the Mahashta, he says, with this, it's Asi Shapir, that this we said to be sure holds like Bezillel, that Hektish Toy, saying Hektish, is because since you need a Sheila Aide Pesach, therefore, he says, any nether that's Nit Aide Pesach, that would make his nether into nether toys. But a nether which we Nit to Becharoto doesn't make it into nether toys. And he explains that according to the Rambam, Bishua's Kavan was that since Yesh Sheila Behektish, we say Dinu that he'll be Nemon. When he says, that he's not trying to take anything from Hektish, he's Nemon Bemigu the Iboy Havi Omar Betoy Sikdashi. He could have said Betoy Sikdashi and he has the means of getting a Sheila. The Machan Prime just questions that Mikol Mokoim, since the Makor that you could be Shoyla Nidri Hektish is learned out of Hataras Nedorim, of all Nedorim, that's Gemvur in the Gemara Babas and Kufchof. So he says, how could be Mechalik that by all Nedorim you have, you could be Shoyla both with a Charota and a Pesach, and here you need Dafka a Pesach. So to this, he's mitzayin the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Nedarim that says that by Nidrei Mitzvah, Nidrei Hektish, the Ram concludes Mitzvah Lekaimon, V'lo Yishal Aleyen Ela Midoichik Shnema Nedari La Hashem Hashalim. So since the Ram says that one should not be shoyel on Nidrei Mitzvah, that you should be Mekayim them, so they were only allowed to be shoyel, the Din Kiyol Mishoyel is only by if you never Pesach. But just be mischarat on it, that cannot negate the original nether that he made. However, the Imre Bino in Nedarim, Simil Ches, brings the Ramban Mulchemes in Bava Basra, Kufayin Dalam Beis, which we quoted earlier, that there he concludes clearly the kind that Kaimlan Ye Sheil Behektish, Bein Bepesach, Ubein Becharoto. So see, we have a Machloikis, if the Ladino does it help to be Shoyal with Charoto alone on a Nidri Hektish or not. Continuing in the Gemara, Moshe Baratzri, Avi the Kalsi have a and Rav Huna Berei Tzumer Rabban Havi Dchik Le Milsa, and it was tight. And Omer Abaye said, look at the Nasi Eitzel Rav Huna, we have Eitzel of him, they should be Mugash's wife, she should be Tevei the Ksuba from her father-in-law. and then he'll take it back. So Amalei Rava Vanan Yidah Notan, and he doesn't have this. He have this Eitzah because he has to be Ma'ad Rabbano. Vabai and Abai answer to that. Or the Kol Megarish Beidin Megarish, as Rashi says, Shem LeDor Hano Yelch Betzina VeYigarshenu, and therefore he'll be able to collect the ksuba and remarry her. So Shidim Kubetzes here brings B'shem Gedolim that they're medactic from this sugya that it's mashma that the only time that we're Madur Hano is only at the time of the Gerishin. But if she was Megureshes without anyone being Madur her, forcing the to be Madur her Bano, and then at later on, B'shasta Brayin Aksuba, there's no din to be Madur her Bano. And that's why once Abai was able to accomplish that Gerishin was done without Bezdin, now she'd be able to collect the Aksuba and without any Isra Hano. And this we mentioned earlier from the Chubas Ramo and Simul Lama Gimel. He also brings this right that Din Yad Yiben is only lechatchila at the time of the Gerushin. It's on Bezdin to make sure that he doesn't divorce her without being Madur Rabbano. But if the Gerushin went through without being Madur, now she could collect the Ksuba and we're not going to require them to have the Neder. However, this will be a kasha on the which we mentioned earlier in the shir from the Shitza Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. They paskin that the ikud time of making the bimadur bano is at the time of the peroyin ksuba. So to this we mentioned the kveger in the mishnayis in the babasim in perikud mishnaches. He brings on this raya of the Chubas Ramo. He says kvarnizam izeh hatur in Ebenezer and Simukov Beis. That the Eitzah was Yishe Megasher Shloi Bebezdin, and then Ula Yifra Ha'arev B'loi Shiyad Yiren Hano, meaning the Arev won't realize that this whole plan is going on, and he'll just pay up the Ksuba without going to Bezdin to require to be Madur Hano. And like this sheet is really just mentioned in the Ritva and Baba Basra, and Kufay and Dalin, it's also Taisvei, the Ritva speaks more specifically. They says the Al-Gamar, Lishna Kalila Nokat, it doesn't mean just a Megasher Beidina, it means, and also she'll end up collecting the Ksuba. As he says, Habi Poyrim will play the Ksuba with if she comes with the Gerishin, he won't require them to go to Bezdin, and therefore will never end up he'll end up paying it without ever requiring her to have a Isra Hano. And like this says Mefurish in the Agoy Sagroni Awasugya, or to call the Megarish, Pirish, Vegam Tviasak Ksuba. In the Ksuba also is not necessarily going to be done in Bezdin, and therefore that was Abayi's Eitzah. The Shita Mekubetzes himself is also chaylik on the Gedolim that he mentioned earlier, and he holds that if the Bezin knows about the Arvis, they're supposed to be Madr at the time of the Gershin, but if they weren't Madr at the time of the Gershin, then the Arif could be Teveya when she comes to collect, that Bezin should be Madr them. But he just says, and at the Eitz of Abai and Awasugyo was, the Ika point was, like the Gemara's Medig, that the Abai's Eitz was that he should be Megash with Shalev with Bezin. And that he says, because since here we're talking about the father-in-law, so he says, Einach and Ami, if the father-in-law would have known about it before the Gerushin, he would have wanted them to be Madur Bano in order that they shouldn't come to collect the Ksuba from him. But, he says, once she was ready to Gereshes, so now he'd rather that his daughter should get remarried, his daughter-in-law rather, should get remarried to his son, and then her son will benefit from the Nechasim, rather than she should require that the son should be Madur Bano and she'll go use the money with someone else. So that's in the Elba Gemara, it was enough of an Eitzah to be Gash Beidina. But in the Ikar Din, he holds that the Din Nether is both at the time of the Gerushin and at the time of the Praying Ksuba, and that's how it's Kapaskin Mefurish in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says that Abaye said, Otu called Megarish, Beidina Megarish. There's a Neidi Behuda, Imadur Tinyon and Ebenezer, Simikufi Dalid, that he wants to be Mechadish, he's Mitzayin Alpia, Nor Zerua, that by Nesinus Haget needs to be done Bifnei Shloisha. As Rua says, it's because it's Kadini Mominus, because it brings the day Gvias Ksuba. He's been dying like this in a Rashi in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that Bay is Miyunim Shloisha. Ayin Sham is Vedaik from the Rashi there, that it's Master, you need to have Shloisha. And then afterwards he brings that the Shoyal asked him, that from our Gemara is Mashma, or to call the Megarish by Dina Megarish, that clearly that you don't need to be, does not have to be done Bifnei Bezdin. So to this, the Neid Buda answered that this, what the Gemara says, called Megarish by Dina Megarish, just means that you don't need to have a Bezdin Bumchim. Says, but Al Kaponim, you need to have Shleshet Yoitas. And he brings something on Yavamis, Kavdal and Mebeis, that it's Mashma, a Hediot, doesn't have a Shem Bezdin, but Hamir, it's Bifnei Shleshet, which qualifies whenever you need a Bezdin of a Yoitas, that's enough Al Kaponim to have Gimel Yoitas. And he explains the Gemara that Abayi's Tain was, Al Kaponim, Megarish by Dina, meaning Bedina of Mumchin, who know the Mishnah that you have to be mad about, no, is he going to, will he go be Megarish there? He'll go to Bezin Shal Adyaitis to be Megarish. But however, the Aflosh of Erechin points out that the Pashtas of Rashi now Gemara, to call Megarish, Bedina Megarish, Rashi says, Yelch Betzinim, Megarish, it sounds like he'll go Betzinim with the Shalayb of Nebezin. It's Mashra, not like the Noyd Biudo. And the emesis is the sheet of the Rav Apayiskim, the Chsam Seif and Evan Ezer, Chelik Beisim and Samachay, argues very strongly on the Noyd Biudo, and the Marsham and the Chidobi Pesach Einayim, and the Pesach Tshuva in the Seder Get in the end of Simkufn and Dalid, Sevkon Ches brings all these Paiskim who are Chelik on the sheet of the Noyd Biudo. But however, the Rabbeinu Gershom in our Sugyo, when he's Mefarish the Gemara to call the Megash by Dino, he's Mefarish, he says, to call the Megash by Dino Megash, Afil of Negimla Adyoitis Yachel Garish, Shein Yoidin Shatzach Ladiro. And if you look at over there in Baba Bas and Kufa in Dalid, Rabbeinu Gershom, he's Goyris, to call the Megash by Dino Rabbi Megarish. And from this, the Achroinim point out, the Maisa Choshev in the Alt Tagashuni says, Kama Yosameach Oysa Tzadik, in my royal shekedvar mufurish befir shabeinu geshem shenitvas kan b'shas tvas vilna al gilion that hits mufurish in the beinu geshem like the sheet of the noyd b'yehuda. But again, as he mentioned, it seems to be the ikar of the sheet of sapayiskim is not like the noyd b'yehuda, and the Archas Shulchan over there and say that I get in Sifkot and Dalid, he also says that the pasha al gemara is mashma not like the sheet of the noyd b'yehuda, and therefore mikadin you don't need shloisha. He just says that noigu mikol makim came shenogu lasses of pirchum the pirsum rather nochin lachatchilu lahad bezeh to have gimel, and he brings the tagim yenison on the pasuk v'kavul kosev l'sefer krisus v'yichtav l'sefer tiruchin kodem beidino. So from this will be a smach to al kaponim l'maister to have it with nebezdin mitzad that. Moving on to the mission of Mbeiz, I'm actish the chos of Oysol of Ksubas Isha Balchoiv. So Mishnah says that the Isha and the Balchoiv can't be goiva straight out from Hektish, they're choiv, rather, poida amanas litain, the Isha b'Ksubas Balchoiv is choiv. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah says, Oysol of Ksubas Isha, here Rashi says, Shakod Mugerish in the Hektish, the Gerish came before he was Maktish, then the chos and the Lekki Kanunya, there's no issue of a Kanunya. Rachwaitim, about the wide Rashi, if the mention that this is the case in the Mishnah, why can we say the case is talking about that the Gerishin took place after the Hektish, and there is a Chashash Knunyu? And what happened to, why did the Mishnah not mention that he was Madar Ano? So this, you can say, you rely on the previous Mishnah, which mentioned that he already told us that then you have to be Madar Ano. So Rosh Hashanah said, L'rafka the Milsa Nakat. But in the Chanaim, we could have said it the other way as well. However, the Chaknosan wants to say that Rashi mentioned like this because the say that the Mishnah was bothering Rashi. Because he says, we should rather mention that the Ikka Locha, that in order when one comes to be Poida and collect the Chayiv, you can't go directly be Poida from Hektish, rather you have to be Poida Minah Poida. And then tell us that when you come to be Poida, you can't be Goiva and Shiadi Ren, Tuliz Manda Ano. And he says, that's where the Rambam, when he mentioned these halachas, he says, Nischakim Mazeh, so he first Masadah the din of our Mishnah, and then he brought the din of the previous Mishnah. So he says, Mach was there. Rashi wanted to say that our Mishnah is no shaykhis to the previous Mishnah, and therefore he explained that our Mishnah is talking about the Gershon was before the Hektish, and therefore there's no issue of a Kanunya. But however, based on what we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, that from the Biskarov, that there's Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, when in the previous Mishnah, when is this man that, when he's Madar Bando, is it Bashas the Gershon or Bashas the Gvir Saksuba? So that's very good, according to the Rambam, that the Neder takes place in B'Shas Regviyo. So then, Ein Chanami, you have this Kasha, that first we should have discussed our Mishnah, and then we should have discussed the previous Mishnah. And that's like why the Rambam switched the Seder of the Mufarish to our Mishnah first, this Mishnah of Amid Beis first, and then the other Mishnah of Manalev second. But according to Rashi, it would be very posh the Seder, because since the Neder takes place at the time of the Gerishin, so first we talk about the Gershin, and that's when he's Madar Ano. And then afterwards, the Amishta comes, now she's collecting your Ksubo. Now we discuss, when she collects the Ksubo, now they're discussing the Pratam of that din of Gvias Aksubo. So it's very good to say there. If so, it'd be very difficult to say the Teretz of the Chaknosan. And therefore, we have to say, seeming like the Rishash, the Rafcha, the Bilsanokat. The Gemara then asks on the din of our Mishnah that says that they can't be goyve the choyv, rather apoyde apoyde amanas lita in the isha b'ksubasil ba choyv is choyvoy. So this the Gemara question is lamli lemeimer apoyde apoyde. As Rashi explains, that rather tishkol isha ba choyv they should take without opinion. To holei chal hektish alayu ve'ena demakdish davash ena shaloi. So to this, the Gemara answers, as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, that really the Hekdesh was not Chal, but since, because of Gzeira, that people think it's Yotze, that it did, it became Hekdesh, and it's been Yotze B'lei Pidyon, so they said, give it Dava Mu'it, to, as a Pidyon. So Tosis in the Bamaskh Lashun Nevavo brings Rashi, in many places Rashi in Sochem Laman Aleph, in Ksubas Nuntes, in Gittin Daf Mem of Beis, that he brings a Raif Me'awa Sugyo, that this which Rava said, that Hektish is Mafkiya Midei Shibud, that's only by a Kedushas Aguf. Here it says it because it's Chomer, Ava Kedushas Domim, there it cannot be, it's not Mafkiya Midei Hektish. And the Raif is because here we see that the Hektish is not Chal Nechosim, since they're Meshubid to the Choyv. And Mikah, then you don't need a pidyon. It's only because of Mavosh, Layoimru, therefore they said to make a pidyon. But Mikah, then you don't need a pidyon because the Hektish was really not Chal. However, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted briefly in Toysis and Baba Kama, and Lama Gimel Amid Beis, and there Rabbi Kveg is Mitzayin, that's Baruch HaBasef HaYosher, to Rabbeinu Tam, so he writes Ois Tzadikei, but the stipe points out by us, it's in Kufyud Gimel. His sheet is that there's no chilip between Kedushas Dom and Kedushas Guf. They're both Mavkiya Midei Shibut. Rather, he explains that the chilip is between Kark and Metaltlin. That by Metaltlin, the Metaltlin, which is Mechus the Guvaino, that is still considered Bershus the Makdish, and that, the Hektish Eschal, is Mavkiya the Shibut. But he says Kark, which is not considered Mechus the Guvaino, and it's already considered Bershus the Makdish, so there, he won't be able to make the Hekdesh at all, and therefore, it won't be Mafkir the Shibut. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, he explains our Gemara, is talking about that the Makdesh was Makdesh Karka, and Karka, the Hekdesh is not Chal, and therefore, again, we have to come onto the Din of Rabavo to say that the only reason for the Pidyon is Bashum the Din of Rabavo. However, it's Yidua that the Shita Sarambam is that the Kedushas Damim is Mafkir the Shibut, in all cases. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Erechin Aloch Yedalid Yisar Tzamakdash Kol Nechosta Vahislav Ksubas Isha Yishtori Baal Yichoyvois Eina Isha Yichoy Ligvois Ksubasam in Hektish Veloy Baal Choyv Es Choyvoy Shai Hektish Mafkiya Hashibud Shekodem. It's Mafkiya. The Rambam just concludes Avak Sheyim Kore Hektish HaKarka Shaloi, when he sells the Karka V'teitzi HaSadu L'chulin, then Yesh Lo Baal Choyv L'Isha Ligvois Min HaPoyda Share Shibud Oimin al Karkazu, which means it's not the pshat that the Shibud is, once he makdish the field, then they lost their Shibud. It's only while it's Bishus Hektish, then there's no, the Hektish is Chal and it's pocket from the Shus of the Balchoyf. They can't be Goyve. But when they sell it and they paid it, then the Shibud is still Kayim and they can still be collect that field after the Pidyon. So now the question comes up, which is really with Rashi's Raya from El Sugyo, how does the Rambam understand that our Gemara that says the only reason that you have to be paid is Rishon the Ravo? According to the Rambam, Ikar Din, you have to be paid. And more, the Rambam himself, over there in Halacha Tazayin, he mentions that he explains the Din of our Gemara, and he says, V'acha shepoidin oisa, v'leikeach oisa leikeach, afilo bedinor, kadesh la yoimru hektish yoitze b'loi pedin, and Choy is a poy de mag v'lishik subasil ba choy v'es choy v'y. Even if the choy was 100, as the Ram goes on to explain, the Ram here brings the din of El Gemara and explains that the din of being poy de is kadesh la yoimru hektish yoitze b'loi pedin. So how do we understand the shittas Rambam with El Gemara? So the Noisa Kalim offer several terutzim. The Mag Mishnah, this is in Mal V'loiva, in Perkid Ches, Halacha Zayin, the Ches Mishnah. I'll say over the Teretz of the Lech Mishnah, on the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, that he explains that from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it was Mashma that the one who's Poide is not the Baal Chayv himself. Because the Lashon says, Ha Poide, Poide. He's saying the Tosis also was Madaik like this. Poide, Poide, there he's coming to argue on a Rashi. The Rashi understood Rashi was that the Baal Chayv himself is being paid, and Taisa says it's not Mashma that like that, from the Lashon it's Mashma someone else, and Taisa goes on to explain it's the Loiva being paid. But the way it's Mashma, I'll go upon him, is that it's not the Baal Chayv, rather someone else is being paid. So on that's what the Gemara's question is. We understand you need a pidyon, because We said the Hekdesh is Chal, according to the Rambam. And it's Mafkir Midei Shibud. But the question is, why do we need HaPoyde Poyde? Why can it be the Valchoyb be Poyde? And on that, the Gemara answers, Shalayoyimru Hekdesh Yoytzeb Leipidin. Because of why is that? Because if one will see that the Valchoyb is taking it, he won't think that he's being poided. He'll just think he's taking it without pidyon. And therefore, people come to say, Hekdesh is Yoytzeb Leipidin. So therefore, they said, someone else should be poided. Kadesha Ishiyiru Hakoil Shepadu that was redeemed. Umimenu Locha Balchoiv, and the Balchoiv took it from him. And then we'll see. And that's why we had someone else take it and not the Balchoiv being poided. And he explains that's what the Rambam means when he says later, Vlekeach, Vacha Shapoidin Oisa, Vlekeach Oisa Lekeach, which is explained why Lekeach Oisa Lekeach and not the Balchoiv. That's Kadesh Layomer Hektish Yoitzi Bleipidin. That's what the Rambam means. So it means it comes out that the etzim pidyon is mikra din, but why someone else needed it, that's kadesh layoimru hashek the shayitz b'le pidyon. Moving on to the Mishnah, avu bishamru chayv erchem imashkin noisoy noisnin leimazin shleishem yoimuk sushnei masachodesh. As the Mishnah goes on to describe the din of misadrin, which the Gemara learns and on daf chavdal and the pasuk v'machu me'akecha hachiyeu me'akecha, which means that one is coming to collect the chayv erchem. The first he has to be mesader and leave him over kedei chayiv, as the Mishnah enumerates, and then we could collect from him his chayiv erach. The Biskarov on Daf Hey wants to establish that there's machloikis Rashi and Rambam had understand the geder of mesadrin. He's medayik in Rashi in Bamitzia in Kufid Gimel on Mebeis and Rashi in Kufid Dalin on Aleph. Rashi understood that the geder mesadrin is it's a din to be keveya. The Hesed Yat means it's in the parasha of Vimochu Merkecha, which we learned Hachiyeh Merkecha is in the din of Hesed Yat. That's teaching us that when we're coming to shat him up, how much he could afford. First, we have to be Mesadrin Loi Kedei Chayev and leave that over for him. And afterwards, now we can see how much after we Mesadrin Loi Kedei Chayev, how much he could afford, and that will be Keveya how much his Hasagas Yad is. And if after you Mesadrin he could only afford a dinar, that would be his chiyuv. However, in the Rambam in Per Gimel Hilchos Erchin Halacha Desvav, who says v'noisn loy mikol nuchosav lezesh yesh lav erchin oidomim oishik tishmon lebedek abayis ve'ein loy, the din is noisn loy tefillin shal roish v'shal yad. And the Rambam goes on to list the whole din of what mesadim like kadei chayiv. So the Biskrov is medayik from the fact that the Rambam put the din of the mesadrin by erchin together with mesadrin by noidim, one is noidim lebedek abayis. From there, it's mashma. It's not a din to be keveya his hesegiyat, because there's no din of hesegiyat by one is noidel bet kabayis. Rather, the din resadrin by one is noidel bet kabayis is mavur in the Tosefta and Perek Dalid. That is just a din that bezin is not niskokin lehem, which the Biskrov explains means that the chiyuv is mutal on the person. He's mechuyev whenever he's noidel. Just as there's a din that bezin can't collect from him what's kadei chayev. And therefore, we can only take what's beyond that. But in the chevtz of the chiv is included what he owns. Everything he owns is included in the chiv. Just that bezin can collect from him the kadei chayiv. So he's metayik from the fact that the Rambam put the din of sidr erichin together with the din of sidr lebet to one who's noidel lebet kabayis. That's mashma. It's the same halacha. And by sidr erichin also, it's not the pshat that it has any bearing on the din of hesegiyat. Rather, hesegiyat we look at how much he owns. Whatever he owns, that's keveda din hesegiyat. And the din mesadrin is a separate halacha. That just bezin can't be niskokin, it has to leave him over kedei chayiv. And can only collect from him, from his chiyuv erich, only what remains after kedei chayiv. And therefore it will come out an afkamino between Rashi and the Rambam, that according to Rashi, if he paid up everything that was able to be masig, kefiya shatasig yodi, after the umashayi le kedei chayiv, and then afterwards he was master yodi more and he became wealthier. According to Rashi, he doesn't have to pay anything because he already paid up his chiyuv. Mashenke, and according to the Rambam, he didn't pay up his chiyuv because since the chiyuv includes even the part that were mashayel like kedei chayiv. So therefore, when he paid up the little bit that he had above the kedei chayiv, he didn't yet pay up his full harocha kfiya shatasig yodi. And within this, if he didn't pay up before, if it becomes hesher koydim that he pays up kviya shetasig yodoy, the halacha is he has to pay the erich of an osher, and that will be the chiv according to the Rambam. Now, our Mishnah discusses the din of Seder by Chai Ve'erichin, but the Gemara in Bamitzion, Kofi Dalid, Amaral, learns the din of Seder by Balchoiv, Micha, Micha, Me'erichin, and there's the din Seder by Balchoiv, and all of the din you see that you have by Erichin, you have by Balchoiv as well. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tzadik Zayin by Hilchas Gevias Malve, in Sifcha of Gimel, when discussing the din of Seder by Balchoiv, they say, Mesadin l'malchoiv keitzad, oimrim l'loive, hove kolam antalten sheishloch, v'loi taniach afilu marchat achas, v'afilu klioichal nefesh. Tell, bring everything you have, don't leave over anything. V'noisn l'loim heakoil, mozin lamed yoim, then you give him back, mozin lamed yoim, k'sush nemes v'chodesh, it goes on to describe all the dine of what you have to be mishayel l'kadei chayiv. So, it's not clear where does this come from, that we tell him to bring everything, and then, we give him back what he needs from Mazin, what he needs Kadei Chayiv. So the Biagro in Ois Samach Tes has a beautiful dig in our Mishnah. He says, Oim loy vehave, the Goyin says, Midukoma noisne loy, Shebeznin noisne loy. Means Medak in our Mishnah, the din noisne means that Bezin first tells him to bring everything. And he takes, clears his house out entirely. And then after Bezin has everything, Bezin returns, gives him back from what we collected from him, we give him back Kedei Chayiv. Now the Mishnah lists the Noisle Mazin Shloishim Yoim Uksus Shneimas Achaydish Mita Mutzas V'Sandolov. The Malay Roim on the Mishnah is he questions that why after we mention you give him Ksus, why we mention you have to give him Sandolim also? He says the shoes should also be included in Ksus. He says that the brings from Chazal Lo Elam Yimka Adam Komashi Yeshloi V'Yikach Menolim L'Raglov. So why do we single out shoes? And also he questions, why do we say sandolim and not menolim? So to this he wants to answer that sandolim, he wants to say, means slippers. That, as he explains, and when he goes to the shuk, then he wears his shoes. And he says, that even these, which is not so necessary, he says, Mikol Moki Manichino Yisai besides to the shoes, as he explains, the time is since Sandolim Eilut Sichim Loi Be'ez Shasheich Vemita when he goes to sleep. B'tzarech Lamid Bakroi Las Etzrochov Trichle Milsa Oz Lilo Menolim. It's hard to, middle of the night, to put on your shoes. And therefore he needs Sandolim, which are easy and he can quickly put on his feet. And that's why it mentions Sandolim. And he says, that's why you mentioned Sandolim after Mita. Because since these slippers are things which are shayach to the mita, that's what we mentioned tzus, then mita and sadol, which are slippers which are shayach to the mita. Now the Mishnah mentioned that one of the things with mesadin are as tefillin. The Rishonim have a machlokes, what's the din if we leave over for Talmud Chacham his svarim? This is mentioned by the Sefer Chumas in Shara Aleph, Chelek Aleph, and it's also quoted by the Torah in Siman Tzadik Zayin. He means from Yehuda al-Barzolayni that he first means Yesh Oymim, Shemanich Eloi, Asasvar Mim, Hu Atzmi Tal Nechochem, V'tzorach Lehem. That will be called Kedei Chayef, Avul Mu Atzmi Am Oretz, V'rak Bonav Tamid Chachomim, and they need the Svarim, then we don't leave over for them, Kedei Shemanich Eloi, Ksus Lebonav, Avul Pi, Shechayim Zayniseim. And then he brings the Yesh Cholkim, and they hold that even his own Svarim also Einem Menichem Loi. And he goes on to explain that Leishaninu bin Mishasenu Ella Shemanichan Le Tfilin. And Dafka Tfilin, he explains why. He says, Loimar, Shahatam Shemanichan Le Tfilin is Eino Bnei Shu Oisik Imam B'Mitzvah. It's not because he's Oisik for the Mitzvah. Abnei Shu Mitzvah Yuchedis Legufoi Ubechlau Malbush Uksusi. Kshem Shenoisen Le Ksusi Kach Noisen Le Tfilin. Aval Svarim Ein Menichan Le. Which means he's paskin, this is how the Torah paskins, that only svar, only tefillin, which is bechlal, which is derech malbush, umitzah miyuchedes legufay. That's nichal in doyim etuksus. But svar ma'alma we don't leave over. And the chinuch, imitzah shinun, when he quotes these rishonim, which is also mentioned by the Nukah Yosef in the Bar Mitzvah Perek Tes, the chinuch says, v'chein hoi tam mechachem, ve'in loy b'meshi yisparin, is ki'im bischal limudai. Thinking further, tam mechachem, not just he needs his own learning, but he needs it to be to teach others. We don't leave him over his svarim. As he explains, it's not even included in kliumnus as well. Just like we leave over umnus kliumnus, but we don't leave over from a lamed, a tamil chacham, his svarim. And he concludes, that from the fact that we see we don't leave over his svarim, that shows that it's not his kliumnus, and from that's a raya that when a Rebbe teaches his Talmidim, on whose achrayis is to bring the svarim, it's on the Talmud's achrayis to bring the svarim, and the Rebbe is not the one who has to provide the svarim for the Talmidim. And then he concludes, "V'yesh min ha'mefarshin sh'amru sh'oisa mesechta shehuloi made ba'oisa shah menichaloi that mesechta that he's learning that we do live over v'yaf amru mishum kaved ha'toyra."
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.